A little over a year ago, I realized that it was 30 years since I left New York, that I'd lived as much time away from the city as I had lived in it. For me, it still is the city, and my ties to it were only deepened when, by chance, I was in Manhattan on this day 7 years ago. For me, New York is a place where people live, do business, complain, and get on with it. So the images of Ground Zero today strike me as inexplicable. For all the scenes of cranes at work, it is still a giant, lifeless crater, a work in progress. Why? Why, after 7 years, in the heart of the biggest business district in the busiest city in America, why has so little gone up at a site that sadly still looks the part of a place called Ground Zero? Well, architecture critic Paul Goldberger has written about this in The New Yorker and joins us from New York City. Paul Goldberger, why? Why is there nothing finished at this point?
Well, the short answer is that we've screwed up. The longer answer is the governor of New York, George Pataki, who was in charge when 9/11 happened, had this notion that the fastest way to rebuild was to leave everybody in place who'd had some role in that site before. The Port Authority, which built the World Trade Center, Larry Silverstein, the private developer who leased the Twin Towers, and then he created another layer in the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation. There were simply too many people with too many different interests, and it was turned into largely a commercial project that pretty much resembles what had been there before, and they added a memorial to it.
But when you say they decided to do this and they added a memorial to it, on paper they did all these things. I mean, this just hasn't taken shape in real life.
It has not taken shape in real life. It has begun to at a subterranean level. To be fair, they have begun to configure the lower levels. There's a very elaborate security system that will require every truck making any delivery to any building to go in a common entrance, and a maze of underground roadways will connect. So they are doing something. Just hasn't come up above ground.
To what extent has work been limited by fundamental conflicts over what should be there? To what extent should it be commercial? To what extent should it be memorial, or should it be non-commercial?
That's definitely slowed things down. But there never was any official plan other than the original functions that had always been there with a memorial and some cultural facilities added to them. The conflict has been over what form they should take, what should be more prominent, where money would come from, and then the timetable of the commercial world, since a lot of the project, unfortunately, is commercial.
The most stark comparisons for me are having seen Beijing this spring, where enormous numbers of structures have gone up, including all of the Olympic facilities, since well after 9/11, 2001. This isn't simply a slowness of building something, but it's more the agreement as to what should be done on the site.
You know, I was in Beijing this year, too, and it made me think democracy isn't always such a good thing for architecture. It's a good thing in general, and of course we don't want to lose it or trade it, but one of the prices we pay is that big projects take a long time. They create a huge amount of dissent in terms of public dialogue and so forth. In China, there was no discussion. It was simply ordained, and this is what would be, and it was.
Well, Paul Goldberger, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Paul Goldberger, who is architecture critic for The New Yorker magazine and also a professor of design and architecture at the New School in New York.